Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Hey, Luth, how's it going?
Yeah, so-so. What are you doing?
I'm charting my biorhythms. You know anything about these?
I know it's important, especially at my age. That's why I make it a point to eat a bowl of prunes every morning.
See, Luth, the basic theory is we've got these three cycles going on inside of us. There's a physical, emotional, and intellectual. Most of the time, they're all at different levels. But when they're all up at the same time, like here, that's when I'm at my physical, emotional, and intellectual peak. This day right here was the day I did the 400 push-ups, had unusually high self-esteem, and nailed that C- in Spanish. I did one for you. You want to see it?
Yeah. That's me?
For a whole calendar year.
I don't seem to move around as much as you do.
I know. Of course, you are kind of down most of the time.
I thought I had that.
There is one little bump over here at the end of the year.
Oh, yeah. I always did love Christmas.
Tell me about this thing called biorhythms. You ever heard of those?
Mm-hmm.
Well, boy, I'll tell you, I think he's really onto something. He thinks if we chart the biorhythms of the whole team, then we know who's up and who's down and who to play. And maybe it could really help us win. What do you think?
I think it's bunk.
Okay, I'll see you later. Well,
hi, Kelly.
Hey there.
Hey, Kelly.
Good afternoon, Coach Fox.
Yeah.
Dad, would it be okay if we use a photocopy machine to run up some flyers?
Flyers? What kind of flyers? This isn't going to be one of those deals where you're pestering people about clean air, is it?
Oh, Dad.
I've been given the opportunity to perform a one-man mime show tomorrow night at the Little Theater, and we're hoping to advertise it around campus.
Chow Chow, the mime?
No, Dad, it's pronounced Shoo Shoo. It's Stuart's mime name.
It means little cabbage.
Anyway, show's tomorrow night, if any of you want to come.
Well, you know, we'd really love to, Kelly, but we
got the game tomorrow. We
got the game, and of course, tomorrow after that, we'll just probably shoo-shoo on home.
Well, I'm very disappointed, but I'll get over it.
Little cabbage, eh? I'd like to make a little coleslaw. You know?
I thought that was kind of neat. Well, I'm sorry to say I have to go.
Hi, Dauber.
I'm not really sad, Christine. This is just my mime face.
What is he talking about?
He doesn't know. Here,
yeah. Did you have your heart set on doing anything special tonight?
Well, just, you know, one thing particularly.
Yeah, I meant before that. I was just wondering. Now, I know you're not going to like this, but if on the way to dinner we could just very briefly pop into the Langston Art Gallery, it'll only take like 2 seconds.
Oh, you know, honey, I'm not a real big fan of stuff like that, but tell you what, if it's just for a couple of seconds and you really want to, sure, I'll go.
Oh, well, obviously, it'll take a little longer than 2 seconds. I was thinking more like an hour.
An hour? Oh, Jesus. Well, there goes my whole weekend.
I ask you to
do this kind of thing very often. They're having a show of an artist I love. I want you to go. I go to your football games all the time.
Well, people like football.
Well, I like art.
Well, see, I mean, gee, it's Friday night. I was in a great mood. I was looking forward to dinner. Hey, I tell you what, maybe get somebody else to go with you. You know, that's okay with me. I'll just drive around the block and I'll go get a corn dog or something.
Fine, Hayden. I thought you might be willing to think about me for once, but that's too big a sacrifice for you to make. I'll go by myself.
Great. I'll go with you if you want some of that.
What?
And if you really want someone to go with you, I'll go.
You'll go?
Well, now, if you don't want me to, I just thought I might put a bump in my biorhythm.
I would love you to go with me, Luther.
Do you mind?
No, go ahead. Go.
Okay, why don't you pick me up in about an hour?
Sure, you know, hour and a half. I'll drift around in there sometime, you know.
I'll make you mad. I won't go.
Mad? It's not going to make me mad. If you and Christine want to go to some boring art gallery looking at a bunch of stupid paintings, be my guest. Mad? It's not going to make me mad.
That's good enough for me.
Luther, come here and look at this one for a minute.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
See how she's used bold strokes through here? It gives the painting a real feeling of power and life.
Hmm? I say, you sure don't want a cracker?
You make them look real good, but no thanks.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I am really enjoying this.
Well, it's nice of you to say that, Luther.
No, I mean it. Nobody's ever explained art to me before. So, basically, what you're saying is everything here has been done on purpose.
With your better artists, yes.
Well, sure has opened my eyes. All right, now, Christine, just out of curiosity, like, what would a painting like this cost?
Well, now, that's an original, so it would be very expensive. But the nice thing is they have prints of these for $25, $30.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry, we're all out of crackers.
Well, I just wanted to know if you had a print of this painting.
Mm-hmm, yes, we do.
I'll take one.
Fine.
You're going to get a print, Luther? That's great.
Oh, it's for you.
For me?
Yeah, I just wanted to thank you for showing me around.
Oh, you don't have to do that.
Well, I wanted to. I would never come here if it hadn't been for you.
That's very sweet of you. Thank you.
That's all right.
Would you like to have some more wine?
No, thank you. In fact, you can have this one.
Really? Here. Thanks, you're a pal.
Hey, there they are, the two art buffs. Ready to go?
Well, it hasn't been quite an hour, but I guess it's close enough.
But it seems like 2 hours to you, huh, Luther?
For your information, Luther has had a very good time.
Yeah? Gee, I don't hear Luther saying that.
Actually, I have had a good time.
Yeah, I can tell from the cracker crumbs. Parked in the yellow zone. You ready to go?
No, we have to wait for just one more minute. They're bringing us a print.
You bought a painting?
Actually, Luther bought it.
You bought a painting?
It's not for me. I bought it for Christine.
Christine? Why'd you buy a painting for Christine?
It was a thank you for showing him around the gallery. I think Luther was surprised at how much he learned, and he wanted to show his appreciation.
That's it.
Yeah, well, if she took you to the races, would you buy her a horse?
What is your problem?
I don't have a problem. I just don't like being shown up, that's all.
I'm not trying to show you up.
This may come as a surprise to you, but some people like having their horizons broadened.
Yeah? Who?
All the people who aren't as close-minded as you.
Oh, here we go again. Hayden Fox is close-minded. I refuse to listen to this.
Here we go. We've
The tax, that will be $26.50.
Luther, I appreciate this so much. It's nice to see someone who's open-minded.
Hey, Christine, you know, if buying a painting is open-minded, you know, I can be as open-minded as the next guy. I can be twice as open-minded. Hey, when you get done here, I'd take that big baby right over here.
Oh, Aiden, don't be silly.
I'm not being silly. I'm being open-minded. We're in a hurry. Could you wrap that up?
You want impressions of Jan on a brittle winter's day?
I want the big brown one over here. To go.
Wait. He is not buying that painting. He has no idea what he's doing.
Actually, it's an excellent choice.
Don't know what I'm doing, huh?
You have no idea what a painting by McClary costs.
Christina, I do not care if it costs $500. I am being open-minded, and I'm going to prove it.
The only thing you're proving is that you're a child with a checkbook.
Well, how come I'm a child and he's not?
Because he came in here. He spent 45 minutes with me looking and learning, and I can't explain this to you anymore.
What are you getting such a lather about? Gunna, Christine, I really think I've been quite a sport here.
You are not being a sport. You're being a jerk. And part of the reason you're a jerk is because you don't even know why you're a jerk. Luther, thank you for the evening. Hayden, goodbye.
Where are you going?
Home to Minneapolis.
Well, what about dinner?
Eat it.
Whoa! What is she getting so mad about? I mean, all I wanted to do was just buy her a little present.
Here you are, sir. With tax, that will be $3,180.
Let me help you carry that to the car.
Sign a coach yet?
No.
It's almost game time. If he doesn't get here soon, there won't be time for the pep talk.
Not worry. If he's not here in a few minutes, I'll give the pep talk.
You?
Yeah, I've given pep talks before. Remember that one I gave before the Colorado game?
Yeah, I remember. Bloody Saturday.
We didn't lose that badly.
No. That was what we called your pep talk.
Team ready?
There you are. Where have you been?
So I've been home all morning trying to call Christine. She didn't call here, did she? Man, I can't believe it. She won't even pick up her phone. You know, she's been mad at me before, but I tell you, never like this. And over what? You know, she wanted to go to the art gallery, so I let her go to the art gallery. She didn't want to go alone, so I fixed her up with my best bud. And then to top it all off, I buy her a really a good-sized painting here. I mean, now I'm in the doghouse.
Jeez. Is that the painting?
Huh? Yeah.
What'd you bring it here for?
Well, it cost $3,000. I wanted to leave it in the cabin so somebody could take it. Stupid painting.
Wow. That's $3,000?
You know, I didn't pay that much to have my whole cabin painted.
If you didn't like it, why don't you take it back?
Because I'm a head football coach, Dauber. I didn't want him to think I didn't know what I was doing. God, what was I doing? I could have put $3,000 down on a bass boat. I mean, I could have invested in something that'll last a lifetime.
I feel like this is all my fault.
Oh, come on, take it easy, bud. Don't beat yourself up about this. Just go clean out your desk. Just kidding. I'm not mad at you, Luther. I'm mad at art. You know something? I know why Christine's doing this. She is trying to make me squirm. I'll tell you something. Hayden Fox does not squirm. Think I ought to try calling her one more time, maybe?
Yeah, then you should talk to the team. They're all waiting.
If you don't feel like talking to the team, I'll give the pep talk.
You mean the Bloody Saturday speech? No, I don't think so. Oh, here we go. It's the answering machine again. Hi, this is Christine Armstrong. I can't come to the phone right now because I'm too busy sitting on my couch driving Hayden Fox crazy.
You know something, Coach? I wouldn't worry about it. I bet you'll go out on the field, you'll look up in the bleachers, she'll be sitting right where she usually is. Everything will be okay.
Think so?
Well, sure. I don't know that much about Christine. But I do know she's nuts about you. That, and she's for stricter arms control.
Come on, you guys, let's go. We got a game to play.
Hey, Coach. One thing about today now. I know you think this is bunk, but I charted Danny's biorhythms, and he's down physically, so you may not get much from him today.
Yeah, well, I better get something from him, or I'm going to chew his butt.
I wouldn't yell at him either, because he's down emotionally, too.
Dauber, if he's playing lousy and I don't yell at him, don't you think he's going to wonder why?
He'll know why. He's up intellectually.
Once again, the final score, Minnesota State 35, Kansas 20. Please drive home safely.
Stuart, why are you dressed like that?
Oh, he's not Stuart, Dad. He's Shushu now. He can't talk and he's in character.
Did Shushu go to the game like that?
We're passing out flyers for tonight's performance. Dad, how come you're so depressed? We thought you'd be thrilled after today's game. You're supposed to get cream.
I'm having a little personal problem here, Kelly. You know what I mean?
Is it you and Christine?
Yeah.
Did you two have a fight?
Yeah.
Was it your fault?
Yeah.
This has really gotten to you, hasn't it? I've never seen you like this before. I mean, you're so upset you can't even enjoy winning today. That is great.
What do you mean that's great?
Because winning used to be your whole life, Dad. Or at least it was up until Christine. Now, I don't know what you did, but, if she has this kind of effect on you, I think I'd do something to fix things.
Shut up, Stuart. How come I'm the one that always has to fix things, huh? Well, I'll tell you something, Kelly. If it wasn't for me always apologizing, this relationship wouldn't have a prayer.
Armstrong. I can't come to the phone right now, but leave a message and I'll call you back.
Hi, this is Barbara.
Barb, hi, I'm here. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure who it was before I picked up. I was just wondering if you were free tonight. Things are fine with Hayden. Just because I want to spend some time with my best friend for a change doesn't mean there's a problem with Hayden. Just a second. Who is it?
The man you love and adore.
I'm sorry, it's nobody. So, how about tonight? Oh, great.
Christine?
Oh, Barb, look, I'm going to have to call you back. Why don't you pick out a movie or a restaurant or a late mass? I don't care. I just want to have some fun. Thanks.
Hey, Christine.
What is it, Hayden?
I'm sorry.
For what?
I don't know. I do too, no calls. Now, let me tell you. I'm sorry I don't like art. Hey, Christine, I know I'm close, huh? It's in there somewhere. Now, just let me go in and talk to you. Wait a second, come on.
I don't have a lot of time here, Hayden. I am meeting Barbara later. What is that?
Well, it's a brittle impression of Jan, and she's cold. I don't know. It cost me $3,000. It's getting heavy. Forget about the pitch. I just want to talk about, you know, why you're mad at me.
Okay.
Why are you mad at me?
You really don't know?
Well, I know I didn't go to the art gallery with you, and I was being closed-minded. You said I was being childish, but, hey, I'm like that all the time. I mean, why are you so mad tonight?
Because I am fed up, Hayden. We have been going through this since we met, and I have had it. You hate everything I love.
No, I don't.
You hate art, you hate music, you hate dance, you hate theater, you hate fish.
Well, I hate those things.
Well, what is it you like about me? My wardrobe, my hair, my nails?
Yes, I like all those things.
This is just not good enough anymore, Hayden. That was fine in the beginning. But we have known each other for almost 3 years now. And if we don't have anything more in common after all this time than just physical attraction, I don't know what we're doing together.
Christine, you're saying you want to end a 2.5-year relationship just because I don't like stupid art?
Oh, this is not about art. This is about us.
Christine, stop screaming. I mean, people think we're fighting.
We are fighting, you jerk.
That's the second time in 2 days you call me a jerk. I'm just pointing that out to you, Christine.
Oh, Hayden, let's just face it. We have nothing in common.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's okay. I mean, I don't want to break up, do you?
No, I don't want to break up.
Well, great. There, see? We do have something in common.
Now, you add that with your nails, your hair, your wardrobe. Hey, that's something, huh? What do you think?
I think maybe I hurt your head when I slammed the door.
Oh, gee, Christine, come on, just tell me what you want me to do. I mean, I don't want to fight anymore. Just tell me and I'll do it.
I don't know if you're capable of doing what I want you to do.
Well, try me. Give me a shot.
I want you to do for me what I do for you.
You want me to clean your bathroom?
Hayden, why do you think I go to your football games every Saturday? Do you think it's because I love football?
Well, I thought you liked it.
It ranks right up there with changing a tire at midnight. But I go because you love it. And I enjoy seeing you get excited about things you love. And that's why I wanted you to go to the gallery with me.
So you want me to get excited for you about the things that you love?
Yes.
Even though for me, that's like getting my ankle crushed. That's what you want?
That is a mature relationship. But is that what you want?
All right, heck, Christine. I can take it if you can.
It's not going to be all misery and suffering, Hayden. There's a lot of pleasure in giving.
Well, I'm open to pleasure. Oh, boy. Oh, Christine, I don't want to sound like a jerk, but are we okay now?
I'm okay. Are you okay?
Yeah. Yeah, as long as I have you. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, God.
Now, what are we going to do about that painting?
I bought it for you.
Yes, I know. But it's too expensive.
Oh, you know, heck, Christine, I mean, we've been together long enough. I mean, it's about time I got you something expensive. Besides, you know, if it's something you love, it would give me great pleasure for you to have it.
Thank you.
Unless it would give you more pleasure to see me have a bass boat.